Thank you very much for the introduction. I have been in Kent for like more than 10 years, so my program is a health education promotion focused on community health education and health promotion. So somehow because of my teaching load is about program evaluation, so I brought students to the community organization to look for case study or, you know, just to work with community agents, very small organizations actually. And 2.5 years ago, I went to the veteran programs in the Akron areas, try to find how do they set up their program planning, how do they do the evaluation. Then I got to know them and got kind of involved with their work. So the presentation here, presented here is just a part of one of our ongoing study. It's about a community therapeutic model to help homeless veterans to get a recovery from psychological, any kind of well-being. and I will focus also a little on the measurement, the empowerment scale we use. So here on the title page, you see a picture, that's the Velo horse. That's one of a transition horse managed by the veterans program. I'm Kelly Ding. I have three co-authors list, Lisa, Matt, and Dave. I will show a picture so you know who they are. I will just provide a little background information about the project we're doing and the measurement. With the empowerment skill and initial finding and a little discussion. Those are the team. Matt is the director of that program, Dave. He's a 20 years veteran from United Kingdom. He's also a certified trauma therapist. he started that kind of a therapeutic idea. And Lisa Peacock is his wife, and Lisa is also a certified drama therapist. She mainly organized the team, the therapist, the team provided the therapy in the project. So I just want to recognize them. The problem that we focus on is about the need of those homeless veterans. Usually cannot be met overall, you know, even though they got a support, they got a room and a board in those transition halls for 6 to 9 months. And many of them probably will find a little relatively permanent housing after that and maybe find a part-time job. But the real issue still, they found is still not solved overall for long term. One thing is that during the working with them, mainly those three people, you saw the pictures. And I did a little survey among those managers, their boss, to find out why you want to have this program, what's the overall goal, you know, you try to help those veterans. And it come up with just one simple word, quality of life. So it's not just about the housing, about the employment, but overall it's the person. You need to go back to the community, live your life, and also have a quality of life. So that's how we feel that's the problem. It's a current system or a kind of a popular practice in the case management for the homeless veterans. They don't address the psychological things, so we want to work on that. Another is, I listed in that table, on one side, you know, they have those kind of diagnosable mental disorders, like a PTSD. About one-third of those veterans we work with have a PTSD, have brain injury, depression, anxiety, chronic pain, sleep disorders. Those are popular, very common among that population. But on the other side, I just simply listed a few: emotional well-being, psychological in general, and the social well-being. Those issues generally you cannot get help from medical doctor in clinical hospital settings. So that's the problem we start up with, try to work out that. This is a therapeutic community model that we're using now. It has generally four components: case management, as usual, every program will have that. Built environment, that's a specific to the Velo House program. We paint, when you walk in, you don't see that that's any military connection to that. There's no flag, no like a war picture, no, because they just think, especially the idea is, you want to change that environment. You don't want to remind them everything, you know. You want to present a kind of case that's a normal, a community living space. So environment is a big part of that program. I just don't know how to measure that, but I want to just introduce environment as a part. Creative art therapy, that's the therapy we inserted into the program. And another number four is educational, some kind of a how to write a resume, how to find a job information on the internet, those kind of training, how to manage a credit card, pay bills, those kind of educational workshop also. But for the creative arts, it's a kind of a non-traditional therapy. Mainly, I listed that mainly the drama therapy, art therapy, music therapy, writing, poetry therapy, use kind of a way to, you know, communicate with veterans. And this is a little textbook definition of psychological therapy using art materials such as painting, drawing, clay, collage, and even digital media to help use kind of technology to help with the self-exploration and use kind of alternative form of communication. If a group communication does not work for an individual, then you do the individual communication. Use kind of a different way to create a kind of new meaning, help veterans recover from those traumatic experience, and also explore the root cause and the trauma of homelessness. I just show a few pictures, those kind of painting, painted by those veterans, residents, stay focused, you know. You cannot. This kind of cloth to help me to forgive myself, that's on the paint. We had a exhibit in the Akron Museum, all the creative, you know, artistic work they did that, just to showcase. They also wrote their own personal stories, poem, various kind of format. I think the purpose of a study of my presentation here is just overall is first is to test what kind of instrument to measure the effectiveness of the therapeutic model. We use the empowerment scale. This is a kind of a 28-question quantitative, you know, survey scale that's recommended by Ohio State Mental Health and Addiction Service Department. They recommended every kind of mental health counseling in the state. They want you to use that. So we just brought that into our project and tried to do that. We measure three times, so, you know, each person, each participant, so it's a longitudinal and a repeated. And mainly focus on the social psychological construct. and cover mental, and we also have a physical, a mental physical well-being. We use a short form 12 items quality of life, health-related quality of life survey questionnaire, but it's not included in this presentation. Try to test the effectiveness. This is skill empowerment. It's 28 questions, have five domains covered: self-esteem, self-efficacy, powerlessness, community, and optimism, and righteous anger. Those kind of five, we discuss and also talk to the veteran, the residents over there throughout like a half a year time, try to understand whether the measurement, the domain also fit. Number one, fit to what we really need, you know, those veterans really need to improve. Also, whether it fit to the all the managers in their mind, are you really working towards achieving those goals? So we found it's quite well match, you know, to what we're working for. And here is a few example questions. I just, you know, randomly list a few. I can pretty much determine what will happen in my life. And it, with the four category, response category, strong agree, agree, disagree, and strong disagree. All kind of similar format. We collected the data three times at entry of the program. Every veteran, they want to come live in the transitional house, they have to go through 45 minutes initial assessment. So during the assessment time, we'll collect some information. And once we decided, okay, we will admit this person, then the empowerment skill will be given and complete first. And the second survey will be after the therapy, the 12-week series program. And we will do again the third time before they leave the program. They are out, they, you know, leave the program. So survey is handed by staff members to the resident. They will self-administer this questionnaire and turn back to the staff. And a completed survey will also turn back. Finally, I'm actually turned to me for analysis. I think at the time I submitted the abstract, we got 189 surveys. Actually, we got almost 300 now. But I just keep talking what I submitted. So by 189 survey completed by that time, and 43 survey actually I can have a first and a second survey. So it's a comparable. I just use that. The survey Kronbach alpha is 0.867. It's kind of a measurement to say that's reliable. And also I just use a paired t-test. Most residents are like 50, 55 years old, about half like black, half white in terms of race, all the male. We have only four female veterans, so we didn't include. It's a very challenging to include the female homeless veterans in the same kind of project. So most are male, that kind of population. Here is a basic finding, just a paired t-test to, you know, to control the repeated fact. The pre-test, post-test, I have score. For all questions, the pre-test is 2.89 points. You know, the perfect will be 4 points. So, okay. And the post-test is 3.04. So overall, you know, it's a little bit increase, and I have the p-value listed on the right column. You see that on those three domains is a significant, the change pre and post is significant. But on the optimisms and the righteous anger are not significant. And the overall score is a significant change. I want to show this second one. The yellow shaded those numbers, those mean score from the same scale are reported by Ohio Mental Health Addiction Service Department. It's a kind of a overall mental health patients, mental disorder patients in Ohio, they collect there. So I just compare those two, their mean score pre-test, their mean score post-test with ours. Overall, you will see our score are higher, even, you know, pre and post. Like the first self-esteem, we have 3.15, and Ohio overall is 2.62. So this is the primary finding. Seems like the pre-post test, the creative art therapy is effective if we intend to use that to increase the power, empower, self-empowerment, and measured by that scale. We did that. Most of the domain have a significant change there. And the veterans who are homeless tend to have a higher initial scores on the measurement when compared to the all patients of the mental health addiction service in Ohio. So my possible issue here about that measurement is, number one, probably social disability. Those are veterans, they are very honored person, you know, they have honor in their mind. They tend to say something good, maybe, you know, the social disability. Another is ceiling effect. When you have only four categories, strong agree, from strong disagree, if someone have 4 points at the beginning, you will never increase that, no matter how longer your program is, you know, how strong your program is. So it could be a ceiling effect. A solution for ceiling effect by literature is to change the response category from symmetrical to asymmetrical. Asymmetrical. Here is a little example. The lower part is asymmetrical response category. The top part is symmetrical, you know, equal split, the strong agree, strong disagree. But the lower part is gradually, you know, progressive. So this is the overall you know, the issue, the measurement, the background, those things. We just recently got funding from Ohio Mental Health Department. We found two locations in Cincinnati as our control group. All we reported are just on our own site. We have five sites, five transitional halls. So we found a control group. We still will implement the empowerment scale, but we probably will change to two versions. One is asymmetrical, one is symmetrical, to see is there, you know, we also added a social desirability test in our measurement just to adjust the finding. And also we have a quality of life test. And we added a little clinical symptoms test just to try to see whether the therapeutic model not only help the psychological part, but also help reducing those symptoms in the long run. But that's all. Thank you very much. Any questions, if you will? No. Yes. Yeah, I agree. I cannot rule out that possibility, because one topic I'm working on is, you see, the post-traumatic stress disorder, we usually feel it's very difficult to treat or cure that. So my question is, why 6 to 9 months free room and board and let you stay there watching TV and also with all kind of help, will not solve that problem. So that's one thing. It's similar to, because they are most friendly environment, you know, I don't need to worry a lot of things. and living in a small community in a group. We have a garden to grow vegetables, have a store with one horse so they can play with the animal. Those kind of alternative or complementary therapeutic things that we're doing that try to help. But you are right. That's why we need a control group. We want to see what other program to do. Another thing is, I think it's important is, we're in academic area, we tend to think, okay, here is a perfect intervention I can design. I want you to use that intervention, and I can test the pre-post effect. But I don't think that will work, because it's a community program. They manage by all kind of money they can get. They got money today, they don't have money tomorrow. Everything you have to follow their political process. They hire this one. So for this project, your question is totally valid. This is actually number one. Number two is, we have five therapists. They all practice in their own ways, even though they follow the same principle. So that's another challenging for those alternative or complementary methodology. It's not like Western medicine. I have a medical background, so sometimes I try to understand. Oh, my time up. Yes. Yeah, that's what I try to see whether if we use asymmetrical, that will help a little bit. Because I found about one third, I compare every individual score. The reported are group score, but not individual. But when I compare individual, they're about one third of individual. They have a high score, like 3.5 at the beginning. So it's very hard to make that score, to be 4. It's a really psychological measurement. That's why I chat with a little bit about qualitative versus quantitative. Personally, I like more qualitative things, because when you talk to, I have a therapist, I talk to them. Okay, pay attention when you deliver your therapy in a session. Usually, it's 1 hour and 20 minutes session each group. They really pay attention to each individual. They will see who actually get most from this session as in group. Because if you don't talk, everyone will comment, chat, communicate to each other, talking things. If someone's silent, lower eyes, they know. So they can add more session there about individual painted story, change story, like those things. So the therapy also, I think it's valuable, but it's very hard to be measured perfectly by those four category skills. But that's why, we need to have an experimental study like that. Thank you very much. My time is up.